KBGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news. It is a Friday, 20th day of March for 2020. Well, topping the news today, Governor Newsom last night announced a new shelter-in-place executive order due to COVID-19, effective immediately. The order now impacts the entire state of California. The governor said residents must recognize the reality of the situation, noting that the order is similar to one that's been in place for several days in the San Francisco Bay Area. Newsom said that essential services will still operate, referencing places like grocery stores, medical supplies, gas stations, and so forth. He indicated that the order is not something that would necessarily be enforced by law, but rather through social pressure. He said it's still okay for kids to go outside, people to walk their pets, and doing things where you are practicing social distancing. The purpose of the order is to reduce the spread and up the ante of the state's response. Newsom would not or could not give a timeline for how long the stay-at-home order will last. Just a few hours before the governor's announcement, the Amador County Board of Supervisors declared a local emergency to address the COVID-19 pandemic and new restrictions coming to Amador County to try and slow the spread of the virus. Meeting in an emergency session Thursday afternoon with both supervisors and audience members, as well as Dr. Kerr, the board voted unanimously to ratify the medical emergency declaration made last week by Dr. Kerr. This order is similar to orders now in effect throughout the state of California that orders people to stay in their homes whenever possible and the closing of many businesses that are not considered essential. Again, grocery stores, banks, gas stations, media outlets would be listed as essential, while restaurants, bars, brew pubs, wineries, for example, would only be allowed to operate on a carry-out business. Restaurants would, while bars, brew pubs, and wineries will need to be closed. So again, grocery stores, banks, media outlets, gas stations would all be listed as essential, while restaurants would only be allowed to operate on a carry-out business, and bars, wineries, and brew pubs would be closed. As Dr. Kerr described it, this allows people to take a walk, walk their dog, or go for a drive. Dr. Kerr went on to say, "What we want people not to do is to go where people are gathering in numbers." Now, the order will be enforceable by law, remember, but both Dr. Kerr and Sheriff Martin Ryan told the board the purpose of this was not to stop and question individuals about their comings and going, but as a tool for gaining compliance from businesses that do not shut down or alter operations voluntarily. Kerr did tell the board that her office has records of 87 tests for COVID-19 being given in the county. 46 of those have been returned, all negative, with the rest of the results still pending on the others. One Amador County resident traveling abroad has tested positive for the virus, but at no time entered Amador County. And effective today, the Amador County Administration Center, Health and Human Services Building, District Attorney Office, and General Services Administration will be closed to the public in accordance with shelter-in-place orders. Now, county employees will still go to work. The public can still access departments via email and phone. And the events and restrictions imposed on businesses have resulted in overwhelming challenges to our local business and economy. Resources are available to help small business owners. The U.S. Small Business Administration has issued a disaster declaration for the state of California. The SBA's disaster declaration has made low-interest income injury disaster loans available. These can be used for fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, etc. Also, the California Employment Development Department has programs such as Rapid Response or WorkShare that employees seeking alternatives to layoffs or to lessen the impact of reduced hours on staff may find helpful locally. A Mother-Lode job training can provide assistance. Kim Holland with the Amador County Economic Development Department has more details at 223-6733. That's 223-6733. And once again, Calaveras County Water District, CCWD, is joining other water districts in reminding everyone, other than human waste, toilet paper is the only acceptable flushable item. COVID-19 can be present in wastewater, so it's particularly important during this outbreak that we minimize exposure for wastewater operators. CCWD asks that you consider the integrity of the sewer system and the health and safety of all wastewater operators before you flush. Wastewater crews are often unsung heroes that our communities rely on. So remember, besides human waste and toilet paper, nothing else belongs in the toilet. The Amador Senior Center is responding to the coronavirus by providing drive-through lunch service for seniors in the county. Hot lunches are still prepared fresh each day and are available by reservation. To reserve your lunch, just call the center by 9 o'clock on the day of lunch, 223-0442. Lunches are a low $4 contribution for seniors who have completed a registration form and a $6 fee for anyone who has not registered with the center. New clients are now being accepted, so call the center for more information. Registration forms may also be downloaded from the center website and filled out before you arrive. So sign up today, enjoy a flavorful lunch from the Amador Senior Center with convenient drive-through service, by the way. And there have been some procedural changes at the Amador Sheriff's Office. All non-emergency calls for service will be handled by deputies on the phone. The Sheriff's Office front lobby counter will remain open by appointment only. There will be a temporary suspension of all live fingerprint scans, except those that are court-ordered for the next 30 days. And all inmate visitations in the county jail have been suspended for the duration of the pandemic. And again, a reminder for you, the food bank is open. Their lobby is locked, but they are open, distributing food. And our friends at Amador Transit would like county residents to know that they are fully operational, except for the Plymouth route. And Kevin over at the Buy and Sell Press gave me a call today. And, you know, kids are going to be inside now for a while, no school. Parents, even adults, are going to be inside. Well, the Buy and Sell has put together a free printable activity book. In fact, three books. One is a coloring book, the other is an activity book, and the other is an adult activity book. So a kid's corner, kid's coloring book, and an adult activity book. Just go to buyandsellpress.com. Click on the digital editions, click on the current issues, and select your book that you want, and print it out, and there you have it. There you have it. So thank you, Kevin, and the folks at the Buy and Sell for that. And that wraps up a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. And remember, as the great Master Yoda says, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Be back with a look at the weather and roads in just a minute.